A man has been arrested in connection with the officer-involved shooting in Douglas County. 33-year-old Matthias Penn allegedly contacted the sheriff's office while law enforcement was actively engaged in gunfire with a barricaded subject. Penn advised the Douglas County Sheriff's Office dispatch that the suspect, Edward Bowen, had been shot in the knee and he was going to the scene to administer first aid to the suspect. The sheriff's office dispatch told Penn numerous times he was not to go to the scene, and he stated he could not promise he wouldn't. Penn stated he promised Bowman and Bowman's wife that he would respond to the scene. Penn arrived on scene where he was advised to leave. Police was forced to leave cover and concealment to deal with Penn. A misdemeanor warrant was obtained for Penn's arrest for resisting or interfering with an arrest. Bond set at $500 cash only. The Carter County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man on rape charges. Eric Butler was arrested by deputies and has been charged with second-degree rape. His bond was set at $25,000 cash only. A man from Mountain Home has been arrested after allegedly stabbing another man. 51-year-old Andrew Melton was arrested for allegedly stabbing a 56-year-old man. The man was transported to a hospital. Melton is charged with aggravated residential burglary and second-degree battery. He was taken to Baxter County Detention Center. A woman from Walnut Ridge has been arrested on charges of bestiality and cruelty to animals. Crystal Lynn Honeycutt was arrested by Walnut Ridge Police last week. She was taken to Lawrence County Jail. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports three accidents. Sunday morning, two people were injured in an accident in Howe County. The patrol reports that a 73-year-old man from Birch Tree suffered moderate injuries and a 20-year-old man from Eminence suffered minor injuries when the man from Eminence attempted to cross U.S. 60 and was struck by the vehicle driven by the man from Birch Tree. Last night around 9:15, a man from Thayer suffered serious injuries in an accident east of Thayer. The patrol says the 34-year-old was injured when he drove off the road and overturned the truck he was driving. The man was flown to St. Francis Hospital in Memphis. The accident happened on Missouri EE, 7 miles east of Thayer. Then around midnight last night, a 17-year-old male from Ava was injured in an accident west of Ava. The highway patrol says the juvenile suffered minor injuries when he traveled off the road and hit a tree. That accident happened on Golf Course Road, 5 miles west of Ava. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports a couple of felony arrests this weekend. Saturday, 48-year-old Jason Hathcock of Mountain View was arrested for charge of 4 counts of felony failure to register as a sex offender, purchasing a motor vehicle without transferring ownership, failure to display valid plates, and failure to register a motor vehicle. He was taken to Wright County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. Then on Sunday, the patrol arrested 40-year-old Joshua Delgado of Kabul. He was arrested on charge of felony possession of a controlled substance, felony unlawful possession of a firearm, 2 counts of felony endangering the welfare of a child, DWI, speeding, no insurance, and no seatbelt. He was cited and released. A woman has been arrested in Lawrence County for assaulting a law enforcement officer. Haley Marie Galbraith allegedly broke a glass in a door with her hands and then attempted to hit an officer and allegedly spit blood and saliva at the officers. She's charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, first-degree criminal mischief, resisting arrest, and terroristic threatening first degree. Galbraith was taken to the hospital for treatment of her injuries, then released to the sheriff's office and is being held in Lawrence County. Two people were arrested Friday on drug charges. Sherry Ann Compton and Justin Andrew Baum were both arrested on charge of possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Compton also faces charges of possession of a controlled substance without a prescription and possession of a Scheduled 4 or 5 controlled substance. Bond also faces a charge of possession of a Scheduled 6 controlled substance. Both are being held in the Lawrence County Jail. The Ozark Small Business Incubator will host a roundtable this week. We talked to Heather Fisher about it.
On March 10th, Osby will be hosting Canva Labs from 1 to 5. This is a great workshop for anyone interested in learning how to use Canva, which is a graphic designing tool, to create professional on-brand visuals for their business or organization.
For more information, you can call Osby at 417-256-9724.